Hello there, and welcome to The Bitch Fix, a podcast for women who want to jam out on their lives, live in harmony with their hormones, and reclaim their mood, energy, and mojo. I'm Christine McCarroll, functional nutritionist and women's health straight talker, and I'm here to tell it like it is on all things health, happiness, and hormones for women. So shake off that cape, Superwoman, because we're here to launch this thing.
Well, hey girl, and welcome to episode 150 of The Bitch Fix. So I have a wonderful treat for you guys today. On today's podcast, I interviewed naturopathic doctor, Dr. Jessie Pierce, who is an amazing healer using energy medicine. So this is a realm we haven't gotten into a whole lot on the podcast, and I think it is going to be incredibly valuable to get Dr. Jessie's take on this and how she is using it in her practice. So we had a lot of fun in this conversation talking about everything from the physical aspects of detoxification to what it means when you're detoxing and something kind of comes up energetically, to some really cool tools that we can use to actually change our health at the cellular level. So I have talked on this podcast before about epigenetics, which essentially is how we shift or change the way our genes are expressing. And epigenetics is really at the center of what Dr. Jessie does. So she is working with some different kinds of tools to be addressing the genetic expression of our cells. So some of these new technologies that have come about are really just simple ways that we can improve our body's functioning. So using the science of frequencies. And she does a great job talking about this. So I'm super excited for this episode. Here is Jessie's official bio. So Dr. Jessie Pierce is a naturopathic doctor who has been in practice for over 15 years, and she focuses on complex chronic illness. Her specialty is removing blockages that are preventing the body from healing so that her patients can thrive. These blockages are largely unaffected by conventional treatments, but she believes that we are spiritually wired for growth and we can tap into this on our healing journey. Dr. Jessie has a busy practice with a special interest in treating complex chronic illness, and she currently uses auricular medicine as her primary energetic diagnostic tool, in addition to taking complex cases and standard medical testing. In 2021, Jessie added FSM, which is frequency-specific microcurrent, as an adjunct tool to treat and reboot the nervous system, address chronic pain, PTSD, and so many other ailments. On today's episode, Dr. Jessie Pierce. Dr. Jessie Pierce, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Christine.
I have been looking forward to this conversation for a while. We're recording on a Monday, and Mondays are usually like super like just in the weeds days for me, but I love to have great conversations and just start the week out right. And we are going to be talking about energetics and energy medicine and fun stuff like that today. And I think you are the perfect person to talk to about that because you have beautiful energy.
Thank you.
So, yeah, super excited. I think that is one reason why you have such a massive practice that has only been word of mouth. So everybody, I'm sure, feels your healing vibe and energy when they come in to see you. And I think that's such a cool thing. And we're going to be able to get into some of what that means today. So
thank you.
Cool. So you are really known for a couple of things. You're known for your work with energy medicine. You're also known for your work with detoxification. And I can actually really see how these two things are connected. And I'm going to guess you can tell us more about how those things are connected too. So I would actually love to just talk first a little bit about some of the physical detox stuff. And then we can talk about how that layers into some energy work that you do. So I personally think there is an energetic component to detox. Tell me your thoughts about detoxification in general. Why do we need to do this? How does it relate to energetics?
Great. So definitely with detoxification, our bodies are always in a state of trying to clear out toxins that we're exposed to. And every night when we go to sleep, our body goes into a state of detoxification with help from our liver, our kidneys, and our lymphatic system. So our body wants to stay in this nice state of homeostasis where it's clearing out toxins that we're exposed to on a daily basis. And so with the day and age that we're living in, it's really important that our body is clearing things out so that we can live and have good energy and live as vibrant as possible. And if our detox pathways are blocked up and we're not actually clearing out toxins, then a lot of our symptoms of fatigue or hormonal imbalance will actually become a big issue.
Yeah. So I think detox is incredibly important myself. I never do any work with people without supporting detox. These are some words that I think most people don't know. So detox pathways, and you didn't say it just now, but I know that you talk about it, drainage as well. Those are some important ideas. And I think most people, if you said detox pathway, they probably wouldn't know what you meant. So can you tell us what our detox pathways are and also what drainage pathways are?
Okay, so I'll actually start with drainage. So drainage is this umbrella term for being able to get things out. So I use the analogy of the kitchen sink being unblocked. So let's say you've been constantly putting little bits of food down the drain, and then eventually you try to drain the water out of the sink, and that all that food and all the crud that gets blocked in can't actually drain out of the kitchen sink. And then you get a backup. Drainage is really a backup or a backflow of toxins that can't leave the body. So drainage is this idea that your body can clear things out and get them out. So good question about the drainage. And then detox pathways are basically our genetics that allow our bodies to detoxify properly. So the liver does a whole bunch of things to help clear those toxins out. So there's a bunch of different phases, phase 1, 2, and 3, that clear all those toxins out. And we're using certain things to try to clear things out into our kidneys, into our bowels, and ultimately out the door. So we use drainage and detoxification together to make sure the body can clear those toxins out.
Cool. All right. So I love the kitchen sink analogy. I use the kitchen sink analogy too. And I say that we have to do the dishes every night. So you're talking about food. I talk about dishes. I think it's the very same concept. Where are these drainage pathways and detox pathways? Like if someone was kind of like putting their hands on their own body, like I love to just like really get us tuned back into our physical self. So if you were just putting your hands on your body, where are these pathways?
Yeah. So the one of the big pathways definitely in the liver, which is right on the upper right quadrant of your belly. So there's the liver and the gallbladder. Mm-hmm. So that's where the liver breaks down all of our food. It's doing so many things every second. It's making bile so that we can actually then break down the fat that we eat, but that bile actually picks up some toxins and then can get it into the small intestine and the large intestine. So one big pathway is definitely the liver, which is the upper right quadrant, and the gallbladder. And then we also have lymphatics that run all throughout our body. So up through the neck and your armpits, also in the groin area, and all the way through our chest and our legs. Our lymphatics collects all of the toxins and tries to push it towards the liver so that the liver can properly clear out those toxins. So our lymphatic system is a great, even actually it's really interesting because if you're bouncing on a rebounder or trampoline, that's a great way to get our lymphatics moving. The other thing that you can do is lots of dry skin brushing up your arms and legs, trying to move the lymphatics up towards the liver as well.
Yeah.
And then our last, there's a few other detox pathways. There's the kidneys. So once our toxins are broken up by the liver, It'll clear, it'll send those toxins towards the kidneys, which then continue to filter into our bladder and then out through our urine. And the other big pathway is through our bowels. So we will break down the hormones and the stressors and the toxins with the bile. And then the bile then secretes all those toxins into our intestines so that we then have a big bowel movement and release the toxins that way. So our bodies are really flushed with lots of detox pathways that help us get the toxins out of our body.
Awesome. So I think a lot of people are familiar with like a swollen lymph node. So if you've been sick and you know that you have that like right under your skin, kind of in your neck or your groin or your armpits, and those are kind of some collection points, but that lymphatic system right under the skin throughout the body. So all of these are things that are being driven towards the door, so to speak, right? Or driven towards the drain so that we're getting things that were collected and then moving them out of the body.
And one thing I know about what you do is you talk a lot about hormones and why the body isn't balanced with the hormones. And one really interesting fact about hormones is that once those hormones have been broken down and excreted into the bowels, if you don't poop on a regular basis, so every 12 to 12 hours, basically, or 12 to 24 hours, then your body can actually reabsorb estrogen from the bowels, and then the liver has to reconjugate it. So it's really interesting how our detox pathways really link to our hormones.
Mm-hmm. So what you were just talking about is we get a little bit of recycling action in on something that really should have been trash, right?
Absolutely.
So we wanted to send it out in the trash can and then accidentally got sent back into the recycling stream.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's dirty. We just sent dirty plastic and dirty paper into the recycling system.
Exactly. So
your body is not going to be happy about that.
No.
Okay. So what I am always talking about with people in a detox, it's a physical detoxification, is that there is, even if you didn't intend it to be so, there's an energetic component when your body starts to release things that have maybe been stuck in that kitchen sink for a while. So maybe there's been a lot of food clogging up the drain in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
You start doing some physical work to start, like, I don't know, turning on the garbage disposal or fishing that stuff out so that your sink drain is running clearly again and all of this crap is leaving your body. A lot of people start to feel energetically like stuff is shifting and releasing at that same time. Again, even if they weren't expecting it. So now I just tell them to expect it. But I'm sure you have more to say about this and this kind of component with the physical. So what do you think about that?
Definitely. It's so interesting. I always feel like when people are draining and clearing out the physical toxins, that energetically they feel lighter. So energetically, they potentially feel more tuned in. They're more tuned into how their body should be functioning properly. There's definitely an energetic component. And it's interesting. Sometimes emotions will come up for people as they're clearing out the physical toxins. They may also be clearing out emotional toxins as well. And so, you know, sometimes if people are feeling more emotional, that can be just a sign that your body needs to be clearing things on both an energetic and a physical level.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I know that a lot of people that you're working with are really chronically ill and have maybe seen a lot of other practitioners and haven't really been able to get traction. And one of the reasons that you can help people get traction is some of this energy work. I'm curious how you were first exposed to this. Like, where did you, because I don't think most people without having some sort of personal experience are just like, oh yeah, totally. I mean, maybe they are, but I think lots of people come to things like this after having had a personal experience. So what led you into this work?
Yeah. So very good question. I think for me, I saw some really incredible magic with homeopathy, which is a form of energetic medicine. So as a kid, I grew up in I grew up vegetarian. I lived a pretty healthy lifestyle, but I went off to university and had some exposure to stressors. And so did a lot of my friends. And I did see, it was really interesting. I did see that with stress comes turning off the vagus nerve, which is our body's communication to our gut and our digestion. And so I did notice that as the vagus nerve got turned off, definitely for me, I went through a period of not sleeping very well. Mm-hmm. And so my body was always on high alert and my sleep was affected. And I did see a naturopathic doctor who helped me reset my sleep. And within 2 to 3 weeks, I was feeling significantly better. And he used homeopathy to help me shift that. So homeopathics are just a frequency energy as well. It's a form of energy that helps, then that can help reset the body. And so that was when I first realized, okay, there's something about energetic medicine that can shift the body. And that's what got me interested in going to school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then, you know, going to naturopathic school, I also think a lot of people go into really different directions. So there are some that are using a lot more of these energetic tools, and there are some that are using, I wouldn't say conventional tools, but more on a conventional side. So it was your personal experience with the homeopathics that got you interested in diving deeper on all of the energy medicine work, or was there anything else, or you just kind of started like one thing after another and it was fun?
I got interested in energetic medicine because I use a form of energetic testing in my office called auricular medicine, mm-hmm. but I've always been fairly sensitive to other people's energy. And so there's an awareness when you're sensitive to other people's energy, then there's an awareness that energetic medicine actually can help. So not everybody's tuned into the energy of other people, but yeah. people who are energetically sensitive can pick up on people's energy. And so I kind of was already tuned into it. But what I noticed was when people are really stuck on an energetic spiritual level, then oftentimes they develop physical symptoms and physical anomalies that can't necessarily be resolved without the use of energetic medicine. So one of the neat gifts I have as a practitioner is I can help the people that are very stuck. And so they may be blocked. They may have energetic blockages they're not even aware of, or they've been to 5 or 10 different practitioners and they really haven't been able to get any better. And so I do have that little gift to help people shift on an energetic level. And sometimes that's the shift you need to move the physical body, because energetics and physical are actually really, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still remember, this is like one of those like really vivid memories I have in high school. And I don't remember if it was a physics class or physical science, but there was this really cool picture of a little kid standing on a beach ball. And it was like, if you were standing like in the center of a, let's see, is it a cell? Not a cell. Is it a molecule? All of a sudden my brain isn't working, but like the electrons, what's in the center? Where are the electrons at? Nucleus.
Yeah, electrons. Yeah, nucleus.
And then the electrons were as far away as the stars.
Yes.
So like essentially showing that we are all mostly a lot of space and we only look physical because of the vibration of these things. And that's moving all so fast that we have this perception that something is solid. But really, if you were to like go down with a microscope to that level or magnify it to that level so that you were that little kid standing on that beach ball, electrons are as far away as the stars. And that just blew my mind, like how much we think we're solid and we think we're just like really solid matter and really we're not. And this was like high school, whatever physics, it was nothing, you know, all that out there with energy medicine.
Yeah, but it really is amazing. We can only see 5 to 15% of what's actually in the universe, what's actually in our world. And so I think even though it feels like we're going down this little rabbit hole of like, whoa, this is really a weird concept that somebody hasn't really thought of before with respect to their body. When you look at it that way, there's a lot we don't know about quantum physics and quantum energy, but there are new technologies that I can use as a practitioner to help people heal. And so that's what I'm really tapping into these days. So homeopathy is one little tiny thing. It's a shift in energetic medicine, but now there's new ways to deliver frequencies that are really phenomenal. And that's really how I get people to shift in the clinic when they see me one-to-one.
Cool. So are these things where people have to like know and understand what's happening, or they can just kind of receive this and be able to feel a shift?
Yeah. So you don't really need to overprocess it. You don't really need to know what's going on. I think you just have to, you know, trust that the process is working. And so last weekend I was at a frequency specific microcurrent conference, and my mentor, Carolyn McMakin, who teaches the practicum, she was treating a patient who had come in with a lot of cervical neck injuries and had seen a ton of different doctors and wasn't able to get better. So Carolyn was working on her, and an hour went by and there was little mini shifts that were going on, but the pain was still there. And it wasn't until Carolyn added the frequencies 8865, which is specific frequencies to help shift resistance to healing. Sometimes our bodies are resistant to heal, even though we don't even know it. Mm-hmm. And so Carolyn added those frequencies to the treatment. And then all of a sudden, I saw that the blink rate of this patient had gone down and her body was physically relaxing. And then 20 minutes later, she described that a lot of her neck pain was feeling much better and things were resolving. And so it's really neat how our bodies have these blockages that we're not even aware of. And sometimes our modalities don't necessarily work until we really help apply the right frequency. So now you probably have questions about frequencies.
I have all kinds of questions. So first, tell me, so like, okay, I can think about like, okay, there's the frequency of a radio station, right? Like when you're talking about frequencies, what do you mean?
Yeah. So frequencies is a form of energetic medicine that is either transmitted through sound or it can be transmitted through machines. So I've got a little device called the frequency specific microcurrent device, and that little device can actually transmit frequencies into our body. It's using microcurrents. So energy medicine and frequencies can be delivered in different platforms and different ways. One of the easiest ways that we can deliver it is through sound. But when I'm working in the clinic, I'll also deliver it through the little machines that I use to help shift the body.
Cool. So what's a microcurrent?
A microcurrent is...
besides being a very small current.
Yeah, it's a very, very low current that basically can be delivered into the body to have a shift happen on the cellular level. So our cells are constantly signaling, and sometimes when we're inflamed and our joints hurt and our muscles hurt, there's this inflammation that's getting signaled from our cells that's creating the inflammation. And so the microcurrent is a device that sends certain frequencies to those cells to tell them to calm down so that they don't secrete inflammatory cytokines and inflammation. So we're telling the body to calm right down, and the frequencies can actually do that so that when you leave your appointment, you actually feel significantly less inflamed and your pain is reduced quite a bit.
Cool. So is this like electricity? What kind of current is this?
Yeah. So frequencies can be delivered with microcurrents through electricity, but they can also be delivered through sound. And we can also use a computer program to imprint frequencies into water that you drink. So we have a program that can take the water, add in some frequencies to the water. And then when you drink the water, you're actually drinking frequencies, which is hard to believe, but definitely it works quite well.
Yeah. I actually think this is the kind of thing that maybe makes, in a weird way, makes more sense in our technological era. Like if we tried to explain this to someone 200 years ago, it would sound like bonkers. But I think about now, like if I send a text to my husband in the next room, like what actually happened is some kind of current, and I don't even know what the heck it is. Something went up to some satellite in space. That satellite in space sent something down over to his phone. And now like he has written words on this device. Like if you tried to explain this to someone in like, you know, again, like 200 years ago, it would have been like, that is completely wacky. Doesn't make any sense. And of course I can't explain what those waves are. I know there is a satellite. I don't know how that satellite sends that signal back to him, but I know that that's what's happening. And it is an energetic frequency that is sending a message.
Yeah. It's amazing. It really is amazing. Thanks for clarifying and explaining it that way. What's really neat about the microcurrent machines that I use is those frequencies were created more than 100 years ago. But they're just becoming quite popular now. So there's lots of practitioners that use frequency-specific microcurrent to help with the body and help with healing. But they were discovered about 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it is quite amazing the way that the body is able to absorb this energy medicine is quite profound.
Yeah. I also think about something, and I'm going to use this word, it's probably not the right word, but something more crude, for example, something like if you had a heart attack and then you used, I don't even know the name of the machine, but the machine that you used to restart somebody's heart, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. So if you were having a heart attack, you know, and you, or you might not ever think about it, but you could make sense of it, that your heart is an electrical organ and there is an electrical signal happening that's something we could track on a machine, right? Like, you know, if you go into a hospital and someone is hooked up, you can see their little heart monitor going. And you know that if their heart stopped, you could use the defibrillator. I don't know if I said that right. And we're going to restart their heart, right? And it's electricity. And I'm going to say crude just because there's no refinement to that, right? It's just a massive current to restart something. It would make sense then that we could super refine that and be talking to the cells at a different level. So we're talking to organs in a massive way when we're trying to resuscitate someone from a heart attack, but we could more gently and lightly be speaking to the cells using something similar.
Yeah, that is such a great explanation. Wonderful.
Cool. So who invented all of these? You said they were invented 100 years ago. Where did this come from?
Yeah. So Carolyn McMacon is the one that revived it. Harry Geller, I think his name is, I'm going to have to get his name for you. But Harry is the guy, I think he was in Vancouver, actually, BC, and he was an osteopath. And then I think what happened was this machine was in the back of this clinic and someone bought the clinic and then saw this machine, and somehow Carolyn ended up getting this old machine. And it became an FSM frequency revival. And she's been teaching FSM for about, I think, since 1997. So a couple of decades.
This is like a cool, mystery novel, or the Antiques Roadshow. Like, look at this cool thing that I just found. I just found a document from the founding of the country from 500 years ago. Like, it's so cool to have like this story where like something could have actually just gone into like never been discovered again.
Yeah.
Who also knows like what cool things have been invented?
And oh, just, for sure.
Or sitting in somebody's closet.
It's amazing because as a practitioner who has a very busy schedule, I treat myself with frequency all the time. And I think it's what has helped me stay as vibrant and preventing me from burning out, because obviously I want to help as many people as I can, but I only have so much space for one-on-one practice. So as I fit a lot of people in, I need to treat myself to stay balanced. And mm-hmm. one of the things we know is when you're working as doctors, we hear a lot of trauma stories and people struggle with trauma. And so every time I hear those traumas, I get it. it does stress out my vagus nerve. It stresses out parts of my brain that react to stress. And so what I will often do is run a concussion protocol to just help my body go back into a nice parasympathetic state. So at the end of the week, when I've stopped seeing patients for the weekend, I'll always run either a vagus reboot, which is getting myself into a relaxed state, and concussion to help me reset for the weekend so that I can spend time with my family without necessarily feeling like I'm still in that stressed out state.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost thinking about like you've kind of been like a guitar that was played all week, and then you're a little bit out of tune. And you need to like get tuned back in so you can play too for the weekend.
Yeah. And I think that's it. A lot of us struggle with that. And mm-hmm. not just doctors. I think we all have very busy lives. And a lot of people know they're in a stressed out state, but they don't know what they need to do to get out of that stressed out state. So it's a way to help the body reset and feel more aligned. And the results of it are that my sleep is better. I have deeper sleep, and I definitely have more energy when I'm running these frequencies.
Yeah. I think energy and sleep are some of like the top things that every woman is like, I want more energy and I want to sleep better. So that's amazing. Do you have a story top of mind that's like someone who was like really stuck when they came in to see you, and then you used some of this, some of these tools, and they really were able to make a cool transition?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you have a lot, but.
I have quite a few stories, but I can tell you one from probably this spring. So I had a woman in with severe trigeminal neuralgia, which is a lot of pain in the jaw and pain down the head. And it's so painful. The nerve pain is so sharp that, you know, basically anyone with that amount of pain really struggle to get through their day. Mm-hmm. And eating is hard, sleeping is hard. And so this woman came to see me after seeing a neurologist and seeing her family doctor and not being able to get much help. And I did use frequency-specific microcurrent, which are the little machines, to help her with the pain. And so she came in for one treatment. I treated her on the first appointment, and she gave me a little timeline because she was going on vacation. So she kind of said, give me this ultimatum. I really hope I'm better by next week. And
that's
so,
you
know, that's a little bit of pressure, but she did actually, she got a little bit of relief in the appointment. So things did get better, and she, I didn't see her for a while, and I really had no idea if I had resolved her pain. So she came back about a month later, and she said, oh yeah, like all of my pain went away in 18 hours. Like it was very fast. And trigeminal neuralgia is definitely challenging to treat. So mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I was quite excited about that. But then she said, okay, now I want you to fix this long 10 item list of things that she's hoping that I will improve for her. And so one of the things on her list is definitely energy. So nobody mm-hmm. likes to have energy on a scale of 1 to 10 being 1 or 2, like yeah. really, this person was really struggling with her energy. But of course, that was never on her original list because she just wanted me to help her with her pain.
Yeah. Well, if you're in that much pain, you're just like, get me out of pain.
So we did improve her energy, and frequency did help with that. But she's a neat little story where she really wanted me to help her lose weight. And so I thought, you know, helping with weight loss, she's quite a bit older. And so, you know, that can be a big challenge for people. Yeah. But I had just heard about this really interesting song called the Fat Burner Super Slim Frequency Song. And of course, you know, I'm into energy medicine. I'm into frequency. So I said to her, listen, I have no idea if this works, but what I want you to do is listen to it every single day, every morning when you wake up. And we'll follow up in a month, and you can tell me if you've noticed some changes. So she came back a month later and I came to get her in the waiting room and I could tell she had definitely lost weight. Mm-hmm. And so she came into my office and she said, Dr. Jesse, you're never going to believe this. I've lost 6 pounds. I can't believe it.
Wow.
And nothing else had changed. So we didn't change her diet. Because we had already changed her diet like previously. And mm-hmm. Her diet actually was pretty decent. She didn't even eat any sugar and she ate quite a clean diet. So that was really the only thing that we did to shift her. So she listened to the song every day for one full month and she did not see any weight changes until 2 weeks in. And then after that, slowly and surely over the next 2 weeks, she had lost about 6 pounds and she was just really excited because she had been massively skeptical. And so was mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. Well, I really didn't know.
If like, this will be an experiment. Why not?
Yeah. But I thought, okay, our first oath is like, do no harm. I thought, okay, other than being sick of listening to the song, it really can't hurt. And so I thought, let's try it. And what I realize is that the song is working on her epigenetics to help her body relearn to burn fat properly. And so sometimes what happens is when our body gets stressed or goes through trauma or an illness, then our body's ability to burn fat and burn our food slows down and doesn't work as well. So I think the song is actually sending frequencies to help that fat burning center and help the body's epigenetics. And you've talked about genes before and how our genes can get turned on or off. Mm-hmm. So I think her fat burning gene got turned back on so that she could actually burn fat very well. And I think that is where the weight loss came back into play. And so it's really interesting. And she's definitely been really happy with the treatment that I provided. But of course, none of what we did was mainstream. I didn't really use any supplements with her. I was only using energy medicine to help her body shift.
That's super fun and awesome. I always like music has been one of those things that I have just always like, I'm a huge music fan, which is why it's in my fast four, but like the whole, like my entire demeanor and mood can change from like one song. And so I can absolutely see how there's that power just in sound in general. And that's even like nothing that's specifically targeted. That's just like sound is really impactful. I mean, you think about like, shoot, even like, you know, a bolt of lightning creating thunder and we have the vibration in the house, like you can feel that sound. So I can totally see how sound would be something that would be able to shift. That is a fun story.
Thank you.
So I know people are just going to be like, great, let me just download some music and I'm done. Right. So can we just use this energy, these energy medicine techniques and not do any of our basic work?
Yeah. You can't, just like you can't out supplement a really crappy diet, you can't out frequency a really crappy lifestyle. So
damn it.
Yeah, I know. You can use it to help your body heal, but you always have to prioritize sleep and exercise and of course eating really healthy. And so it's just a little bit of a complement to the other lifestyle things that you add in and all of the other things you've shared with your listeners in the past. Yeah.
So we still have to do that. We still have to go to sleep at night. We still have to drink water. We still have to eat good food. We still probably actually have to do that physical detoxification stuff.
Definitely.
But if then you get to the point where you're stuck, like there is maybe something energetic that can be shifted that could shift the body into deeper healing.
Definitely.
Awesome. So what about people who can't go all the way to Canada to see you? Because like I'm in Denver and as much as I would just love to have coffee with you every week, but since we can't do that and I can't go into your office and have you be providing me with treatment, like what can people do who can't come and see you in person?
Yeah. So what you can do is you can go to my website and it's drjessie.com/frequencyheals. So I actually have a little gift for your listeners so that they can learn a little bit more about the frequencies that we talked about today. Cool. So I'll be giving out a free gift.
Sure. Totally. Yeah. I was just realizing like it never occurred to me before and I have a background in English. So like these words should be, but like vibrance and vibration. Like there's like a lot of similarity in that, in those root words, right? So yeah, we have a good vibration, then we're going to be vibrant humans.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So I will make sure that we are sharing all of that in the show notes. So where people can find you, I have your Instagram and your website as well. So you're the free gift and how to find you, all of that will be in the show notes. Is there anything else that you feel like we definitely need to talk about today before I head into my top, my fast four?
No, I think that's great. I really appreciate you having me, Christine. This is great. And, it's new for a lot of people, this idea of frequency and energy, but I think a lot of people are aware of how our energy is in the world and how our energy is when we relate to other people. Now it's just about like absorbing the information around energy medicine and how we can actually heal our bodies that way.
I think anyone would agree that it's like a thing that's out there and most of us just don't know how to harness it. Like I even think about like the whole love at first sight thing, or even just, you know, if you meet someone that you just jam with as a friend, like there is like energy between people and around us and we can feel it. We just don't have words for it and we don't know how to use it. So it's cool to be able to actually put some language in it and then see how we could actually make changes around that and not just like be in response mode. So super fun. All right. So I always like to end with this fast forward. This is just fun stuff for everyone to kind of get to know you a little bit too. So first question is, what's on your nightstand?
Yeah. So I'm reading a book called U Squared, and it is really about using quantum physics and quantum energy to make a big leap in your life. So it's basically using the laws of attraction to actually support moving forward in your life. It's a wonderful book. So it's called U Squared.
Fun. Okay. I'm definitely going to be checking that book out. And I mentioned I find music to be so invigorating and powerful. So what was your first concert that you went to?
Yeah. So I went to see Corey Hart when I was 10 years old. And I remember bringing sunglasses because his big song was I Wear My
Sunglasses at Night.
And so I just remember wearing a black shirt and I had my black sunglasses. And I just couldn't believe it. Like I was so, so excited to be going to that concert. And we had to drive about 40 minutes to a big, huge Coliseum, the Hamilton Coliseum. And I had never been around that many people before. And so just to be in this energy in the stadium and watch them sing was unbelievable.
That is so fun. I love that. I also, you're just making me think about all of these like kind of energetic connections. Like just think about the vibe, like how cool you felt when you put on that black t-shirt and those black sunglasses, right? Like you're like, I am the coolest ever. And I think like, that's totally energy and vibe, right? You got a great outfit on. You feel like you're hot stuff. totally vibe. All right. So I imagine you might share a little bit about this in your masterclass, but do you have a morning routine? And if you do, what does it look like?
Yes, I definitely do. So I wake up pretty early. I like to get up around 5:30 before. I've got 3 active kids and a busy dog. We both have Australian shepherds.
Yes.
So she's very active. So, but she leaves me alone in the morning. So I get up and I do my meditation on my meditation pillow, but I try to stack my, my habits. So I sit in front of a red light, which is really, reduces inflammation in the body. So while I'm in front of the red light, I'm doing a quick meditation, and then I move into an emotional regulation app that my medical hypnotist has shared with me. And that helps with regulation of the emotions. And so I do this for about 20 minutes. And then if I'm working, I tend to do a cold plunge. So sometimes I'll fill my bathtub up with really cold water and add some ice cubes. But if I don't have a lot of time, I'll just do a cold shower for about 5 minutes, and I'm building up my tolerance. I find the cold plunge easier than the actual shower for some reason, because you're just fully immersed and submerged, and it's not quite as bad as the cold shower. Yeah. I think, have you talked about cool plunges on the podcast?
I'm trying to remember if I have. I actually don't think I have. I might have briefly. So I had, I guess a couple of episodes ago, Lisa Wimberger, we were talking about the vagus nerve. Well, she was talking about maybe even as a starting point, like just putting cold water on your face. I talk about it a ton with my clients and I just don't remember if I've actually talked about it on the podcast. I'm in agreement with you though. I feel like the submerging is way easier than it's something about like the inconsistency of the cold in a shower. It's like hits you and doesn't hit you and hits you and doesn't hit you. And I'm like, it's like a little bit more jarring and I would rather just go into the cold.
Yeah. But it is amazing because actually I've started using this for some of the tweens and teens that I see with anxiety and depression. Because the research is showing that it just resets the brain neurotransmitters if they can do a full submerge for like 4 or 5 minutes. Awesome. And getting great results. So that's been great. So of course I'm trying to do that for myself. Yeah. And then I always end my morning routine with a coffee and a cuddle with my dog on the couch. And I look out, we live across from a park and we have nice trees in the park. And I just like to stare again. I get the energy from the trees and it just is quite grounding. So
yeah. Forest bathing or park bathing. Exactly. As the case may be. Oh man. We're going to have to do a follow-up because I want to talk about the kids, as a separate topic, but yeah. All right. So last question, any unusual talents or things that you're kind of proud of that nobody knows about you?
Yes. I'm known as the dog whisperer. So it's so funny. My very best friend is the cat whisperer. And so we'll go for walks and she can whisper any cat. Cats hate me. They don't like me as much, but they love her. And then if a dog goes by, like even the most fearful dog tends to come over to me and want a little scratch. And so it's really fun because whenever we're on a walk, my friend's scoping out the cats, I'm scoping out the cats, and we're having a great little walk. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay. So that was the sweet healer, Jessie, who just showed up. I'm going to throw out another unusual talent, which is you are a hell of an arm wrestler. So I will just say I have witnessed Dr. Jessie throw down seriously on some arm wrestling, and I'll just leave it at that.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's your number one hidden talent.
For sure.
So don't go up against her if you happen to see her in clinic.
That's great.
Awesome. Well, this was super fun, Jessie. Thank you so much for taking the time to share this. I know lots of people are going to be excited about hearing about this kind of different way of healing and getting in touch with this as actually something that we can harness. So thank you for sharing. We'll get all of these links in the show notes.
Thank you so much. All right. Have a great day and have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, if you've been on the hormonal roller coaster and want to know how to put the theories and strategies shared on this podcast to work for your body, I want to invite you to join me in my program, The Bitch Fix in 6 Steps to Happy Hormones. I'll help you heal your hormones naturally so you can get your mood, energy, and mojo back and live the badass life you were designed for. This is the work I've done with hundreds of women, and it can work for you too. To learn more, go to thebitchfixin6.com. I can't wait to meet you inside.